Hello, everyone. Welcome to edition 167 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast recorded right here in Norfolk, UK. It's brought to you by our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online, where you can sign up by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/NRF1. My name is Michael Bailey, and in this podcast, we're going to bring you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Monaco Grand Prix. Will Jensen push the button? Will Renault deck Red Bull? And will Nico Rosberg jump in his own car and join the grid? Hope so. Joining me for the final time this week are the very patient Steve Rust.
Hello.
And Callum Springle.
Good evening.
And we need to, first of all, touch on our update in terms of the Prediction League. Now, if you visit nrf1.uk/predictf1, you'll be able to see the latest standings, which will be updated soon, as well as some of the predictions being made ahead of the Monaco Grand Prix. Everything you need to know, basically, is there. And you can join in the fun whenever you want during the season. There's no limit on that at all. And if you have a good run over a very short space of time, trust me, you can be very, very high up on the list. But in terms of what happened in Spain, let's have a quick look. Steve, as a rough calculation, because I've worked out some of these, you got 3 out of your predictions right. Happy with that?
Yeah, more points.
It's all about points. Yep. They make prizes. Richard Baxter, he had quite a difficult weekend, although he did pick up 5 kudos points, and he loves himself a kudos point, that one. Word for Ped, he almost got a full house, so he did terrifically well. Good work too from Ashley Norris in terms of picking up 4 kudos points. Kieran Cousins has had some good weeks. This wasn't necessarily one of them. A word for Kurt S, who continues to push the boundaries with his difficulty in predictions. Got 10 kudos points for his last effort. Sadly, none of them were right. But I personally like the effort. That's what I'm applauding there. I'm standing applauding your effort, Kurt. One-handed clap because I'm holding the microphone, just in case you're worried about what that noise was. Right, so that's Spain. I would imagine you're probably still top of the league, to be honest, Steve. I would have thought.
I don't know. Was I top?
Yeah. Yeah, you were top. He plays it all cool. So all we need to say, really, we are working on prizes. So keep an eye out or an ear out on the podcast. We'll let you know when we get those sorted. So we're playing for prizes.
We could actually make my Monza marbles a prize.
We could make them a prize.
I know I originally said a charity, but I think that's a better actually suggestion.
Well, you said a charity. I said, is the NRF1 podcast a charity? And you said, why not?
Did I?
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, you were bored in the podcast, whichever podcast it was. You were bored by that point, so I think you were just saying yes to anything. But yeah, we could do that. We could make the trophy out of it. I feel like if we give away the Monza marble this year, what have we got next year? You know, we can't get more marbles, can we?
I don't know if they let you on the track after the races now, because I mean, this was 2011.
Oh, so. It's Liberty. They love it. They probably let you. All the marshals are literally on the track while the cars are still going round. Brilliant. Good old Liberty Media. They've really freed it up. Anyway, as I said, the rules are very straightforward. There are only 2 rules you need to abide by in our prediction league. First is you need to get your predictions in before the start of FP1. This is Monte Carlo weekend. So remember, FP1 is Thursday morning, not Friday, because they have Friday off. The other rule, we like to have a bit of spirit to the predictions. So the wackier, the better. You get rewarded for the wackier. You know, let's not have too many just podiums, shall we? So that's all good. We've got some long-term predictors getting thoroughly involved in this year's. Before we do get stuck into that serious business of making those predictions, our Monaco preview podcast is available to listen to on your podcast player of choice. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe. You'll be able to find the link to your podcast player. So predictions, please, for Monaco, round 6 of the 2017 Formula One World Championship. Let me just bring what I've had in, shall I? Now, David Hughes, he's been emailing his in for a few weeks now. Let me read through what he said, shall I? I'll introduce them to everyone. He said, Monte Carlo, 4 cars won't survive the first lap. That comes under the banner Carnage. Both Renaults in the top 5. Both Ferrari. Wow, both Renaults in the top 5. That's bold. Both Ferraris on the podium from a front row lockout. Team orders will apply. I like that. That's specific. Both McLarens exit in Q1 but finish in the points. This is good stuff, David. Rogro, I believe that's Romain Grosjean, he will finish in the top 8. 2 safety cars in the race, and it will be red flagged at some point. And only 15 cars will complete the race. 5 DNFs. Do you reckon that's a good chat?
Yeah, some bold predictions there.
Far too bold for Steve, some of those, I can assure you. Let's have a look at Richard Baxter. He got his in very early with his predictions. He's obviously very keen this week. Rich says, Button to finish in the top 10.
Please.
Please, and a fist pump there from Callum. Alonso to win the Indy 500. Oh, can I allow an Indy? Well, I guess I can.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If Steve's allowing it.
Yeah, come on.
Is that because you think he won't?
Well, no, because I said a comment about it, most important weekend, Fernando Alonso, so yeah, why not?
Steve's happy with it. Max Verstappen to finish on the podium. Oof. Given he likes crashing into walls at Monaco, that would be interesting. Someone to crash during the race exiting the tunnel, hopefully not Max Verstappen. And pole position won't win the race, which is a bold shout for Monaco.
That's quite optimistic.
Yeah, optimistic, I think that is definitely the best word. I should just probably make the point that while I sit here saying, oof, talking about crashes at Monaco, obviously don't hope there are crashes, because I love the Grand Prix at Monaco for what it is, Ped, just for anyone gets on my back and for contradicting myself in the space of two podcasts. So guys, down to us then. Who would like to go first with their predictions? Go on, Callum.
I think one of the McLarens will break down on lap three.
Lap three.
Kudos point.
You get one for that, most definitely.
I think Verstappen will win.
Really?
Yeah. He's definitely one of the best drivers, and well, I think this is probably the third time I've said this now today. It's the driver's circuit, so why not?
Nothing wrong with repeating you, I can assure you.
I think Wehrlein will get in the points, and Raikkonen will be sixth.
Done.
I don't know.
Have you made a Jensen prediction?
I'm not going to make a prediction. I'm not going to jinx it. I really don't want to jinx it.
He really doesn't want to jinx it.
I think Sunday will be wet at some point. Okay. I've only said that because the forecast said it was going to be bone dry.
Except that's the way to read us. That is definitely the right way to read a forecast. We, of course, a wet race means inters or wet tyres. That's the rule. Someone will use, only it takes one person to use them. So maybe Jensen will fancy driving around. He's good on those. We'll see. You done? Happy?
Yeah.
He's happy. Steve?
I was kind of thinking about, with what I said earlier in the podcast, thinking about sort of Saturday and how I think Mercedes will struggle. So I suppose I might as well start off with some Saturday predictions. So I think Vettel will get a pole. I think Hamilton will get second. I think third will be Bottas and fourth will be Raikkonen. I think we'll have a dry race. I don't think it'll be wet like Callum said. And I think we'll have a safety car at some point, and I'll probably leave it at that.
Actual safety car or a virtual?
No, I did think about that, but then it's got to be a safety car. A circuit like this, I don't see where you could possibly do it as a virtual. So I'll go with safety car because it's all about the points.
as we know, all about the points. That leaves me, doesn't it? So I think we will see Valtteri on the podium. I think we'll see two Finns on the podium. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I think we'll see Kimi and Bottas both on the podium.
What about a Jensen Button prediction?
Well, should I make a Jensen Button prediction? I think Jensen will score McLaren's first point.
Wow.
How about that? There you go. I think that's just, I mean, that is just me being blown by the possible narratives and wonderful fairy tales. But why not? Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I'll say it, and Callum can just sit there smiling, hoping it happens.
Do you know what would be funny about that? If that was the only point that was scored all season by them, just by him in Monaco coming like 10th or something.
I just think it'd be funny having Button higher than Alonso, having done one race.
Yeah, exactly. That would just be the comical value of what seems to be McLaren these days.
That would very much piss him off. Fernando Alonso will not win Indy 500. I'm not even convinced he'll finish it. I just think in that situation it might be something a little bit more. But I really genuinely hope he does well.
Don't get dizzy.
What a line. What else should we say? Let's also say, I really want Max Verstappen to finish and do well. I just can't help thinking he's going to end up in a wall again, because he does seem to be a little bit tight for him at Monaco. But I don't know if I'm being a bit mean there. But I don't think Max, let's say it, Max DNF. And let's say something more snazzy. No points for Williams again, sadly, I'm afraid. And let's pluck Esteban Ocon out and say he's going to finish ahead of Sergio Perez. I have nothing to base that on other than the fact that I think Ocon deserves to finish ahead of Sergio. Sergio is on a fantastic run of consecutive point scoring, I think, at the moment. And he's in really good form.
14, isn't it?
So it might take a lot. I might give myself a kudos point for that one, because I think Perez should really finish ahead of Ocon. But there we go. I'm done. I kind of got lost in the middle of all those, but I'll write them down afterwards. Callum.
Can I make another prediction?
Of course, is it about Jenson Button?
No. It is about another British driver.
Okay.
But as is obligatory, I think Jolyon Palmer will crash.
I do fear that he's not going to make it through the whole season.
I think he might. I mean, he's bringing money to the teams. So there's not really a lot of reason to sack him, but I would have thought his deal's up at the end of the year. And if Alonso's free and he's not going to Mercedes, you can only ask the question. And even then, if he does go to Mercedes, Bottas is still free. Might happen.
It might happen indeed. I think just up it, Jolyon. Up it, because we know you're capable of better than we've seen this year. Nico Hülkenberg's showing him a clean pair of wheels at the moment, so we'll see how that goes. Right, I think we're done. I'll plug the social media channels again then. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at the NRF1. If you want to get your predictions in too, please do. Literally send them in and you're in the league. Wonderful. You'll be right there on the table. All you need to do is get them in before the start of FP1. Hopefully we'll have blogs and tips and all sorts as well on the website. Keep an eye on that, nrf1.uk. And get in touch with us, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. You can also use the email, of course, for your predictions too. And yeah, just get involved if you want to. But I think we're done. I think that's our week. Feels like a bit of a strange week, but hopefully we can sit back, enjoy the racing, both in Monte Carlo and Indianapolis, of course. And we can have a good old discussion about it on the other side. But for now, it's goodbye. Goodbye from me. Goodbye from Steve.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Callum.
Au revoir.
Thank you so much for all your time over this week. And thank you, everyone out there, for your ears. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. 3 pods in 3 days. Enjoy Monte Carlo. We'll see you on the other side for the best debrief this side of Fernando Alonso's IndyCar. Good night.